Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave, your record geek, is back on the radio. Yes, they haven't fired me yet. Even though I play a lot of cool records that never hit the top 40, some 45s that never hit the top 100. But I love to give those cool records that second chance on the radio and mix them in with a lot of, you know, cool records that did become very successful. Relics and Rarities, as we broadcast live here in the No Static Attic. 1964, kicking off Relics and Rarities, the Cobras, Stax 45, featuring a very young Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Steve Cropper. Highly collectible Stax 45, that powder blue record label. Stax 148 for you record collectors. Once again, the Cobras and a tune called Restless.
Bad boy.
Go to the farmer shop and get that
behave yourself.
Hey, Dave the Rave, you better behave yourself. The bad boy of rock and roll, that's me. Dipping down into 1959, the great Larry Williams, a tune later recorded by these guys.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll. Against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounded like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me. My love on over across the tracks. And she began a man a whale inside. I must admit they had a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me. Get to hear them play a tango, and in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the congo, so keep a rockin' that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a black beat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it.
Beatles covering Chuck Berry with rock and roll music. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot! It's a 45 that I discovered on Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
Yeah.
sounds like a Stone Smash of a 45 to me, and it scored real well on Dick Clark's Rate a Record on American Bandstand. It should have been a big hit record on the Randwood record label. Linda Carr and a tune called I Feel Love Coming On. I Feel a Party Coming On. Love that record down in Philadelphia. They did. Actually, the 45 came out twice, originally on the Showtime record label, and of course it didn't do much. So later on it was re-released on the Heritage record label, the Showstoppers out of Philadelphia, produced by Jerry Ross. And yes, it was classic in Philadelphia. Ain't nothing but a house party. Dave the Rave, your record geek with my Relics and Rarity show. And the party is going so strong that we're gonna have to bar the door. We'll be right back. Some rare garage coming out of Lafayette, Louisiana on the Lightning record label. The group called the Roman Togas, a 45 that somebody actually offered me once $1,000 for the record. I turned it down because if I don't have an extra copy of a record, I never sell a 45. The Roman Togas in a tune called Bar the Door. Yes, it's getting very crowded here in the Relics of Rarities party. So if you want to enter this party, well, you're going to have to beg, borrow and steal. Sound of the Ohio Express.
You threw me out the night before last, now you want me back in your arms again. You think I'm a fool, you treat me like dirt, you pull the string and hope I will be your friend. But I know what's on your mind, so I'd rather stay out.
For the Ohio Express. Yes, the same group that brought you Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. Beg, Borrow, and Steal. You don't want to come back? I want you to come back.
I'd hide my eyes and walked away. You told me that I couldn't stay. I didn't love you anyway. Who am I fooling? That we were through, I'll just go find somebody new. I must be crazy, 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 crazy. Girl, I want you. Girl, I love you. Girl, I'm dying, thinking of you. Come back. Like a man, I'll hold my head high as I can. I'll cry and try to understand. See how I'm begging,
a lost 45 from the Turtles, June of 1966. Now, the other side of the record, Grim Reaper of Love, actually charted on the Billboard charts, peaking at number 81. But the other side of the record, that's the side that I like even better, although I like both sides of that Turtles 45. White Whale 45 from the Turtles and a tune called Come Back. I will be back. Day the Rave, I'm not going anywhere.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Something
says you gotta dig it. Can't turn it loose on the 4J record label going back to late 1962. And the crazy thing about the record is that I discovered the record kind of like on the Soul Patrol, talking to one of our great radio listeners out there, Crazy Al, who out in the Detroit, Michigan area had the Crazy Al's Radio Party on the radio. Very popular disc jockey out there in Detroit. Loves the Relics of Rarity show. And I was talking to Al. He likes to contact me, and he said, "Hey, Dave the Rave, I was in a movie." He really was. He was in a movie that came out, I think, last year, a movie called The Domestic. It's the Domestics, kind of like a horror flick, but he's like the radio disc jockey that you hear on the radio in many segments of this movie called The Domestics. And in that movie was that really cool B-side. I say a B-side because the A-side of the record actually charted on the national Billboard charts at number 57, although in regional markets like KQV in Pittsburgh, in Los Angeles on KRLA, it was a top 25 record, a song called My Wife Can't Cook. But in the movie The Domestics, you hear Crazy Al playing the B-side of that Lonnie Russ 45 from 62. Once again, the B-side of the record, a tune called Something Old, Something New. It's new for me, and it might be new for you. Write it down. Once again, Lonnie Russ and a tune called Something Old, Something New.
Every evening, when all my days work is through, I call my baby. And let's go watch it with you. I'm at some movies, but she don't seem to be dead. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by? I'm making records, this sounds a groovy high five. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me,
She gets me feeling so fine. She loves me. She makes me know that she's mine. When she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses. She gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never need you to thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. And turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready. Those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah.
You know, when I heard the record, I said yeah, yeah, yeah. I dug that record. That's a 45 that was hanging out on the charts right around this time in 1965. Georgie Fame and a tune called Yeah, Yeah. Well, Dave the Rave, you're a record geek. I'm always buying records. Records arrive here in the No Static Attic just about every day. Yes, I'm a sick man because I love vinyl 45s. Now, a vinyl 45 that arrived just this week was this very cool record from Ray Ruff.
Top. It goes round and round. Love is like a seesaw. It goes up and down. Love, love, wonderful love. It makes the whole world go to my lonely cry. Love, love, wonderful love. Want somebody, please show me how to find this one.
That'll definitely grow on you. You gotta hear it just, you know, a couple more times perhaps on the Norman record label. Ray Ruff and the Checkmates had a great tune called Love.
Well, it hurts too much to cry. Every since you said goodbye, how could you ever do this to me? Darling, darling, can't you see that without you I'll die? Oh, I'll die. And worst of all, it hurts too much to cry. To cry. Just a year ago, you told me that you loved me. And then yesterday, you said we were through. And don't you know that the pain went straight to my heart? Much to cry. Oh, darling. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, darling.
The great H.B. Barnum, a guy known for arranging a lot of very cool records, H.B. Barnum, but he also made those cool records from 1962 on the RCA Victor record label, H.B. Barnum, and a tune called It Hurts Too Much to Cry, but, well, I'm gonna make you cry. That's the title of this record.
Well, I'm gonna make you cry. Well, I'm gonna make you blue. Well, I'm gonna take the pain you brought me and throw it right back to you. And you're gonna cry. And you're gonna cry. And you're gonna cry. Tossing and turning all night. You know you didn't treat me right. And you're gonna cry.
Of course, Rivers. I'm not trying to make you cry. I'm just trying to play a lot of cool records for you, both the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio.
Dave the Rave has what you crave.
Keep the ball rolling, keep the ball rolling. Girl, the name of the game is love.
Call the Rave for your fave.
Motown Memory.
Way too young. And that should have been a much bigger hit for Tammy Terrell. Born in Philadelphia, only peaking at number 80 on the Billboard Top 100 in late spring, early summer of 1966. Tammy Terrell in a tune called Come On and See Me. Well, every week, well, just about every week, we try to bring you a mystery oldie 45. It's where I play a record. You get one guess only to tell me who's doing the record. This was last week's mystery oldie 45. Find out shortly if anybody figured out who's doing this record.
You say you saw me kissing some other girl. You also say that I'm in love with another girl. How many times do I have to tell you that I'm in love with you? Yeah, yeah.
That I'm in love.
Me.
Cool 45, and one that, well, never even made it into the top 100, peaking on the Billboard charts at number 126. The group out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from March of 1968 on the Bunky record label, the group called the Esquires, who had a big hit of called Get On Up, and of course a follow-up called And Get Away. The Esquires, that was the mystery oldie artist, in a tune called You Say. Congratulations, Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Kevin Buxton, Campbellsport, Wisconsin, Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey, Roger Neste, Duluth, Minnesota, down in South Beach, Florida, Santi, and in Summers Point, New Jersey, Dennis Romanek. So congratulations to my Mystery Oldie winners. We'll have a brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So jot down my phone number. It's 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. That sound down at the beach. Yes, beach music loves Bill Deal, the late Bill Deal and the Rondells, covering the Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs tune there. May I? Yes, you may. You may call me up right now, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. I'll take those calls now and after the show as well. Or email me. The subject of your email should be Mystery Oldie so it doesn't get lost in all the other emails that we get. And that email address, dave@davetherave.com. We play just for fun. One guess only. Who is singing this next record? I know it's a tough one.
Your company, yeah, you never home, and when you are, won't answer your phone, or tell him I'm not home. You don't wanna be seen. At your window and tap on your screen, and when you walk down the street,
You don't see me. Don't be mad at me. What you trying to do? Are you trying to make me blue? Well, that's what you do. Kissed her on the cheek. I'm begging you, down on my knees, won't you be my girl? Don't be mad at me. What you doing to me? Are you trying to make me see that I really love you?
Of course, everybody's mad at me now. They're saying, Dave, that was a really difficult mystery oldie 45. Yes, it was. And I promise you next week I'll give you a pretty easy mystery oldie 45. But I thought I'd give you that tough challenge this week. One guess only. Call me up now or after the show. Who did that last record? 609-948-4487. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 115,045s here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. It's a great soul 45 from 1967.
The darkest night, looking and searching for a guiding light. But suddenly you came and showed me the way. You took the dark clouds and you chased them all away. I'm your girl, you won't lead me astray. And I'm never alone
since I met you.
I'm never alone
since I met you.
Don't have to worry when my friends put me down.
On the Revelot record label. Yes, a record label that I think most people know for two records. Daryl Banks' Open Up the Door to Your Heart and The Parliament's I Want to Testify. But even before The Parliament's I Want to Testify came that cool song, actually buried on the B-side. That was actually the B-side of that Holidays 45 on the Revelot record label. It's my Discovery of the Week, a tune called Never Alone. That's going to do it for my Relics and Rarity show. You know, I always like to keep on playing records. I've got so many records about 115,000 plus 45s here on the Relics of Rarities Vault. Dave the Rave, your true record geek, your record hoarder. This place is going to explode one of these days from all the 45s. And of course, if you've got a special lost 45, well, Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave, take the Relics of Rarities challenge and take a guess on my mystery oldie 45 as well. Dial me up, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com. And of course, you can check out syndicated shows. The archives are found at www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.